You smelled him coming for miles, but you never saw him. He was just that quick, moving in and out.
Hmm.
You could see him. Everybody
was it, can, there was, well, did he not want to be seen? Is that one thing, or?
I don't know if he didn't or not.
Oh, it's just you didn't?
We just never saw him. You know, he would select his own time as to when he would come by. It could be old, you know, like very, very early in the morning when everyone else is asleep to get his job done. But you knew he was there. And if you had just been stirring a little bit in your sleep and, you know, like conscious of odors and things like this, you knew he was coming. And so.
Speaking of, you mentioned, well, the Honey Man and the Outhouse and everything, were there any other names that was referred to the outhouse in a joking sense? I mean, what names did you refer to that? You know, if you were in polite company and you were just joking around. Or
oh, the shit house? That's not the shit house. It's back there in the back. That's common. You know?
All right. Was that the average?
That was the averaging joke my brother used to call it something. I can't think of what Larry used to call it at our place, but we used to laugh at it about it because he had coined that phrase. But it was, how well constructed it was very, very important. And people, I think, did a lot more repairs to it than they did to their own homes. Because it was always one good thing to always have a very sturdy shit house, mm-hmm. The kids to keep, particularly during Halloween when kids would go and push it over.
The area that I came from, that was kind of like a tradition, mm-hmm. Was that kind of a Halloween tradition game around here?
Trick.
The trick?
Yeah, we used to play it on each other's friends, and then the next morning go by the person's house to watch him trying to stand up the shit house, standing in the shit. But we used to pull it off every now and then. It wasn't really a traditional thing. We stopped doing it after a while. We went to other places.
But now, it's kind of a prevalent, thing across the, sort of a folk thing.
Folk thing, yeah.
Right. It seems to be anyway. I know that when I was young,
that was a thing, yeah.
Right. My father told me that was a thing. Did your father mention anything like that?
No. Well, I guess it was sort of like a tradition because they used to, we got it from somewhere.
Right.
And I don't know where we got it from, but I know Halloween came and we used to do it.
Uh-huh. And what about anything else, any other kind of rituals like, all right, let's take Halloween since that we're talking about. Any other kind of things that you would do at that time?
Well, the only thing I could remember would be the makeup of the costumes. I look at kids today with all of these storeboard costumes, and I say they don't have half as much fun as we did when we were kids. Seemingly, like it was imagination more so during Halloween. To put on mama's dress and to stuff your chest full of something, some sort of cloth or something to give yourself breasts, to look as ridiculous as you possibly could. Anything old or something like this. We're in kids today, of course, you got to go to the store and buy a costume.
Right.
I want to be a devil, I want to be a cowboy or something like this. But that's something we did a good deal. And of course, we did a lot of trick-or-treating. We started as soon as the sun started to go down. You couldn't wait. And we were out all night long, really, seemingly. And playing pranks, playing jokes.
What kind of treats would you have gotten?
Fruit, some candy. I do remember that. Sometimes homemade candy. That sort of thing.
Hey, what was the homemade candy like?
Coconut candy.
What was that again?
Coconut candy.
Coconut.
Most of it was actually based around the coconut itself. This was something that was of great abundance. You didn't need as much sugar. You could make a whole mess of it. My grandfather was good at doing that. Just smelling up the house with coconut candy. He loved doing that kind of stuff. Hmm.